نستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I would like to welcome all of you for continuation of our classes concerning tafsir. And today, inshallah, we'll be starting a new surah. We've been dealing with the last juz'a'amma. And today, inshallah, we're going to be dealing with surah number 84, Surah Al-Inshiqaq. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, Surah number 84, which means the splitting asunder. As usual, we recite the surah in Arabic first, and after this we go word by word translation and meaning. After this we read a general translation to the verses, and after this we go in the tafsir. So inshallah, first with recitation of Surah Al-Inshiqaq, Surah number 84. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. After this, inshallah, we start with translation word to word. Verses from 1 up to 5. Verse number 1. إذا السماء انشقت. إذا when السماء the heaven or the skies in shaqqat, this is a verb that means split asunder. Verse number 2, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ and أَذِنَتْ listens لِرَبِّهَا to its Lord and حُقَّتْ it must do so. Verse number 3, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ and إِذَا when الْأَرْضُ the earth مُدَّتْ stretched forth. Verse number 4, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ and أَلْقَتْ cast out مَا what فِيهَا in it وتخلت and became empty. Verse number 5, وأذنت لربها وحقت و and أذنت listens لربها to its Lord و and حقت must do so. General تفسير or general translation: when the heaven is split asunder and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so. And when the earth is stretched forth and has cast out all that was in it and became empty and listens to and obey its Lord, and it must do so. Tafsir. First of all, this is Surah Al-Inshiqaq, which is a Makkiyah, is a Meccan Surah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his migration to Al-Medina. This surah consists of 25 verses, and this surah, it deals with the signs of the day of judgment. It deals with the signs of the day of judgment, the revolution and the complete change that will happen to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the resurrection. Also, it touches the creation of mankind and how he have to go in his life through hardship and difficulty, and the end of it is going to be a sure meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also talks about the position of the kuffar from this Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The surah started with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. And this itself shows you the seriousness of the day of judgment, because the creation of the heaven, the skies, the samawat, is much much greater than the creation of mankind. This umbrella which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stretched over the earth, which no one can see a beginning or an end to it, neither anybody can see a defect in this structure, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lifted up with no pillars that we can see, and that no one can see any defect in such building and such instruction. But upon the coming of the hour, the day of judgment, is not going to remain in this perfect condition anymore. It's going to be cracks and split in sunder, and will be something unusual never been seen before. And this comes as a result of the impact of the day of judgment. So if the greatest, one of the greatest creation of Allah is affected by the coming of the hour, how can be the human being who is much, much smaller than the heavens and the earth and the mountains, how he can take the impact of the day of judgment? If the samawat, the skies, the earth, the mountains could not handle the hour, how me and you going to be able to handle and survive and be standing there and all this changing happening surrounded us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and it listens to and obeys its Lord, and it is must do so. He's the creator, and he's the most powerful one, and he's the one who has control to keep it up or to let it go. Who's the one who has perfected it and its instruction, and he's the one who's able to make it split in sunder. And the heaven and the mountains and the earth, they have no other choice except to obey and listen to Allah and to be under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's saying, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. It listens, it obeys, it answers the call, and with no choice except to do so, because he's the owner and the creator of it. So a total destruction, starting even from the top. And also will happen to the earth. No more valleys, no more mountains. Everything will be flat, will be stretched. It shows you how much space you need. Everybody will be gathered from the first man, Adam alayhi salam, to the last person on this earth. So the earth will be ready to meet this kind of gathering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tear the mountains, the valleys, the oceans, everything will be flat. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ. It's not only the earth will be stretched, but whatever that contains in it, and in it, and beneath it, it will be come out. It will be presented. It will be there for that day. Whatever treasures that people used to fight over it, if it's oil, gold, name it, everything will be thrown out. You don't even have to dig to get it out. And when you throw it out and will be there on the surface, nobody even care for it this moment. It's not this only. It's going to be throwing out also these bodies that been saved for years and years and century and century, from the first man Adam alayhi salam to the last person. Everything beneath the surface of the earth will be thrown away, will be coming on the surface. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. And it will listen and will obey. And he said, لِرَبِّهَا, to its Lord, because he's the one who created this earth, and he's the one who had given this responsibility to the earth to swap down and to save and deposit all these bodies and all this oil and gold and silver. So now the earth has no choice except to listen to its Lord and to obey him with a total obedience. And when Allah gave it this command, it will throw everything out. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to talk to mankind about his journey, about his livelihood, about his temporary station in this life. And he said, Ya ayyuhal insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing man. Doesn't matter if you are a Muslim or non-Muslim. O man, verily you will exchange and you're going to work hard and you'll be exerting all kind of energy. It's not going to be easy for you in this life. You have to dig and you have to fix the ground and you have to prepare the foundation and you have to travel and you have to go and come and you have to climb and go down. Whatever type of job you're doing is going to be striving, is going to be struggling, and it's going to be a hardship. But with this kind of nature of living, laboring, exerting energy and trying to do and achieve what you want was not an easy way. Regardless if you're Muslim or non-Muslim, you have to sweat and work hard, and after this you're going to be returning to your Lord, and you for sure, with no doubt, you're going to meet him. Ya ayyuhal insan, ya, oh insan, oh mankind, innaka, verily, inna, verily, you, kadihun, are exerting, ila, to or towards, rabbika, your Lord, kadhan, very hard, famulaqi, you will meet him with no doubt. Time goes fast. Every moment in your life is counting against you or for you, closer to your grave and your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever that you did in this life, whatever labor and whatever exerting of energy, if it's for good or towards bad and evil, you will meet your Lord, and he will for sure reward you or punish you for what you had did. So remember that after all this running and all this striving and all this exerting of energy, climbing ladder, going under the water, taking a bus, a train, aeroplane, going and coming back, after all this journey, there is a meeting. So when you working and when you striving, remember that you're going to meet with your Lord. So think what you're going to do. Think what going to say to your Lord when you meet with Him. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start to discuss about things of what's going to be happening on the day of judgment. And again, since we are here in this life, working and striving and working, have to remember something about what is recorded for us or against us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verse number 7, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Verse number 7, فَأَمَّا, as for him, أُوتِيَ is been given or will be given, كِتَابَهُ his book, بِيَمِينِهِ with his right hand. يَمِين means right. بِيَمِينِهِ in his right hand. فَسَوْفَ it will يُحَاسَبُ be reckoned حِسَابًا reckoning يَسِيرًا easy. Next verse, number 9, وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Wa means end. Yanqalibu, he will return. Ila to ahlihi, his family. Masroora, happy. General meaning, Omen, verily you are returning towards your Lord with your deeds and action, good or bad, a sure returning, and you will meet then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, he surely will receive an easy reckoning and will return to his family in a joy. So here in the day of judgment, when people meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a split here. And the people going to be divided to two groups. Good or bad. Happy or mischief. Or miserable. Some will, they will be receiving the racket in the right hand, and some with other way. And first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to talk about those who are good and those who are going to be receiving a good news, good sign. How? By receiving their books, the racket. What books and racket we talking about? We're talking about everything that you used to do in this life is recorded for you or against you. As we stated, two angels are in charge of recording all your action, all your words, everything. So here the people will be divided to two groups in the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those people who are going to be receiving their books with their right hand. And he said, as for those who will receive their books with their right hand, which is a good sign, so now he's going to be having an easy reckoning, an easy questioning, an easy meeting, a symbol, exam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person for his good deed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his bad deed. As it came in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, من نوقش الحساب عذب or من حوسب عذب. Aisha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying he will be have an easy reckoning? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioning him, he will have a very serious time. But this verse is related to the display before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not about the reckoning itself. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to question him about everything, the small and the little and the big and the minor and the major, this person will be in a big trouble. But we're talking about one of the position and one of the places before hisab, before the reckoning, which is called al-ard, or the display to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person, when he received his book in his right hand, what's going to be the result? He will return to his family. He will run to join his wife, his children, his relatives, his family. He will go to them while he's so happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, because this was the good news which made him so happy. So now he is going to be able to join the good and the Muslim people among his own family. Because always a person would like to be with his family, and the first good news that you always get, you always try to give it to the closer one and the loved one to you. So the same thing in the day of judgment. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Now he wants to join his family and be with them, and he's so happy because the result that he had got his book with his right hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the other side, the other group, a different type of people. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. Verse number 10. But أَمَّا whosoever أُوْتِيَ is given كِتَابَهُ his reckoning or his record, his book, وَرَاءَ behind ظَهْرِهِ his back. Verse number 11, فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. فَسَوْفَ, he will يدعو invoke ثبورا destruction. Number 12, ويصلى سعيرا. And يصلى will be burned, سعيرا a blazing fire. Verse number 13, إنه كان في أهله مسرورا. إنه, verily, he was, كَانَ, was, في, in, or among, أَهْلِهِ, his family or his people, مَسْرُورًا, happy and joyful. Verse number 14, إنه ظن أن لن يحور. إنه, verily, he was, ظن, thought, أن, that, لن, never, يحور, come back. Verse number 15, بَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. بَلَا, nay, إِنَّ, verily, رَبَّهُ, his Lord, كَانَ, was, بِهِ, with him, بَصِيرًا, observer, beholding. General meaning, but whosoever is given his record behind his back, he will invoke for his destruction, and he shall enter a blazing fire and made to taste its burning. Verily, he was among his people in joy. Verily, he saw that he would never come back to Allah. Yes, verily his Lord has been ever beholding him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us about the kuffar and the sinners and the evil door, which is they're going to receive their books and their racket in a different form, with their left hand behind their back, which is a sign that this person is miserable and in a bad condition, and a punishment waiting on him. He could not, even if he want, to stretch his right arm to take it. He is prevented to receive the book, so it will be given to him, but in his left hand, from behind his back. And the human being who has been treated this way, right away he will understand what this means. So as a result of this, he will start weeping, crying, calling for destruction on himself, and it's not going to be the end of this, but he will be thrown into hellfire, and he will face the punishment and the heat of it. And this is because he used to be so happy among his family, i.e. that he was indulged in all this beauty of this life, doesn't matter if haram or not, he doesn't care, as long as he is in enjoyment, fulfilling his lust and desires, he feeling happy, feeling good, running here and there, no time to think about the day of judgment, no time for salah, no time to do anything except his lust and his desire. So he used to be, i.e. in the dunya, among his people, his friends, his clubs, wherever he go, happy, running here and there, not thinking about the hereafter. So this is what he getting today. And this also because he never thought or believe or reflect that he will be returned to Allah, and that Allah will judge him, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with him in such a day. So those people who are so happy in this dunya, running behind it, nothing for them in the akhirah and the hereafter except sadness and weeping and crying. And those people who always in thinking and deep thoughts, worry about what's going to happen in the hereafter, those people who will have the smile on their face and the happiness in their hearts. Why? Because whatever you get here and whatever you're doing here in this life, it will be different for you in the hereafter. So if you're really thinking about the day of the judgment, which is going to make you do a good deed, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now happiness and peaceful life will be for you. And for those who only concern about having and laughing and running here and there, now destruction and sadness and tears will be for them in the hereafter. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, what the meaning is, by Allah, if you know what I know, you will laugh little, and you will weep a lot, and you could not enjoy your wives anymore, and you'll be walking in the street crying and weeping. If you know the reality, if you know what is waiting in you guys, if you know how serious it is, the gathering before Allah, dealing with Allah, appearing in the day of judgment, if you know how serious it is, لَذَحِقْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, you will laugh little and you will cry a lot, and you could not enjoy your wives in the bed because you're thinking about this, you're thinking about the grave, you're thinking about the day of judgment, you're thinking about meeting with Allah, you're thinking about what's going to be happening in the day of judgment. So these things will put fear in your heart, so you don't have too much time to be playing and laughing. You will be serious in your life. So this person who used to be heavy in his family, never thinking about returning to Allah, he has nothing in the day of judgment except to receive his book with his left hand, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, بَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا, indeed his Lord, no one else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was overwatching him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was making account of what he's doing. Nay, verily his Lord has been at him beholding, watching for his action, for his kufr deed, and for kufr statements. As a result of this, he got what he got in the day of judgment. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our books and our racket in our right hand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who have the smile in their face in the day of judgment, and they will join their families and their friends in paradise with a happy face, content heart. Ameen. Inshallah, we continue in the second part in another class. Thank you for listening. Jazakumullahu khairan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. Inshallah, if anybody have any question related to what I said today, you'll be glad to try to answer it, inshallah, if I can. We're only talking about Surah Al-Inshiqaq, and we're talking about verse 1 up to verse number 15. If anybody have any question about these verses, we give the priority for this.